There are few things more important in life than dreams. A powerful dream for the future can propel us through hard times and heartache. They can be our North Star, guiding us through treacherous seas so that we may once again find our way home. But a dream, like the North Star, is only good if we know how to use it and we act upon that knowledge. And even the most experienced sailors of old used charts and maps to help guide them on their path. The North Star provided bearings and showed them where they were in relation to the heavens, but that was only part of the story. The sea can hide many dangers. Maps and charts provide details about what path to take and what path to avoid. They can tell us where the hazards are and where it's safe. But avoiding hazards comes with its own set of problems. It's easy to lose sight of the path forward when we're so focused on the problems right in front of us. Now, in life, there are times when it seems like everything is coming down on us. Nothing can go right, and every small problem grows into a massive crisis. Now, in these times, it's hard to remember the dream that brought us to that point. It's hard to trace the path back to where we lost our way. Now, like the sailors in the stories of our childhoods, when all seems lost, we rely on experience, knowledge, cunning, and help. With experience comes knowledge that the sky will eventually clear. If we just weather the storm, take the beating, and throw some punches where we can, eventually we will come out the other side with a newly gained perspective. Now, in that storm, when all seems lost, when our ship is being battered by waves and pulled this way and that, when the wind and the lightning threatens our very existence, in those moments when the thunder rocks us to our core, that is when we discover what we are made of. In those moments of misery, doubt, and fear, we have two options. We lay down and let the storm have its way with us. We surrender to the mercy of the wind and the water. Or we use our cunning, our creativity to find interesting and innovative ways to prevent our ship from sinking. We do whatever it takes to ensure that we live to fight another day, and we push back against what pushes us. And once the sky clears, we can use the knowledge and experience from every storm we've been through to help us find our path again. We will once again be able to look up in the sky, find our North Star, and use it to set a course for home. As nice as the calm days are, it is the stormy days when we learn the most. It's when everything is crumbling around us that we learn what we're made of and what our dreams really mean to us. To have a dream is good. It can be the light that illuminates our path, but to have a map of how to get to that dream is much, much better. Because what's the point of a well-lit path if we don't know if it leads to where we want to go? Now, a well-lit path that heads to our destination? Whew, there's nothing better than that. Now, I have a dream. I've had many. The ones that I've accomplished are the ones that I've had the most defined paths. They are the ones that I sat down and mapped out with. They are the ones that took effort, that were hard and came with sacrifice. They are the ones that mattered most to me. And the question isn't, do you have a dream? You undoubtedly do. The question is, do you really want to accomplish it? Yes? How well defined is it? What are you willing to do for it? What are you willing to give up for it? What are you willing to put yourself through? What is it worth to you? Most importantly of all, what path must you take to get there? Now, I know that this is not directly about food and this is supposed to be a podcast about food, but here's the thing. It can apply to food and cooking. If your goal is to be able to cook beef Wellington for your family, then this absolutely applies. If your goal is to cook for 20 people, then this absolutely applies. But whether it applies to food or not, today, this is what I needed to say. And hopefully, there's at least one person listening who today, more than any other day, needed to hear this. Thank you for indulging me. I'm Chef Ben. This is Food in 5, brought to you by HowToNotBurnShit.com, your modern culinary manual. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Chef Ben Kelly, and on Facebook at Ben Kelly Cooks. You can like, subscribe, rate, and share this podcast. You can tell your friends about it. And as always, thank you so much for listening. I hope that you have a fantastic Friday and an even better weekend. I'll see you on Monday. I'll talk to you soon, everybody.